Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, from our Lord and our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A portion of God's word for our consideration this morning is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, the 7th chapter. You can find it on page 7 in your service folder. There were many who became priests because death prevented any of them from continuing to remain in office. But because this one endures forever, he has a permanent priesthood. So for this reason, he is able to save forever those who come to God through him, because he always lives to plead on their behalf. This is certainly the kind of high priest we needed, one who is holy, innocent, pure, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices on a daily basis for the sins of the people. In fact, he sacrificed for sins once and for all when he offered himself. The word of the Lord. Earlier this week, I did a very broad Google search. I searched top 10 most needed things. And one of the first links to pop up was a site called thetop10s.com. And wouldn't you know it, there, right there on thetop10s.com was a top 10 list for the most important things in this life. And I'm pretty sure that you could name a number of the things that I found on that list, things like love, family, music, health, food and drink, happiness, parents, and knowledge. But none of those things that I listed were the number one thing. Believe it or not, the number one most important thing in this life on this top 10 list was God. In this age of godlessness, God was the most important thing in this life. However, what wasn't clear is who that God was or why God was the most important thing. And that's the tragedy in our world today. You see, our world isn't any different than any other time in history. We have the same problems, we have the same challenges, we have the same sins, and we have the same questions. People know that God is out there, and they know that he's important, but they don't know why. This morning, as we celebrate the highest point of our Christian church year, the day of Christ's resurrection, we're going to focus on the why. Why is Jesus the exact God that we needed? What has Jesus done, and what is he still doing for us today? And when we're done, I pray that we will be able to rejoice in the truth that Jesus is our eternal Easter high priest. In the Old Testament, the only way that you were able to get to God was to go through the priests, and more specifically, the high priests. And it's those high priests that the writer to the Hebrews has in mind when he writes, "There were many who became priests, because death prevented any of them from continuing to remain in office." While those high priests were able to serve as a go-between between the people and God, they had severe limitations. First of all, they were sinful. And so before they could even think about talking to God about the people, they had to offer sacrifices for their own sins. And eventually, every single one of them died. The Bible clearly says the soul who sins is the one who will die. No man can save the life of another. And that's why it was foolish for people to put their trust in earthly priests. The psalmist says very clearly, "Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save." As we see in the Old Testament and all the way through the time of Jesus and even to the destruction of Jerusalem, all the high priests, 83 of them, from the time of Aaron until the temple was destroyed, every single one of them died. But Jesus was different. We saw it again and again during the season of Lent. If there's anything that's clear about Jesus, it's that he did not deserve to be on trial for his life. He did not deserve to die. Clearly, he had done nothing wrong. Pilate flat out admitted it when he said, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." The chief priests and the teachers of the law admitted it too, when they had to resort to hiring false witnesses to testify about him, and even then they couldn't agree. Judas admitted it when he threw the 30 silver coins back into the temple and exclaimed, "I have betrayed innocent blood." Yes, Jesus was different. Jesus was the exact God, the exact Easter high priest we needed. Listen why. This is certainly the kind of high priest we needed. One who is holy, innocent, pure, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Look at Jesus any way that you want. On the inside, he was holy. On the outside, he had no sin. The all-seeing God exclaimed about him, "This is my Son whom I love. With him, I am well pleased." Jesus is perfect in every way, and that's why he didn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins. And that's why the result of his one sacrifice is different. Those Old Testament priests, they had to offer sacrifices again and again and again, day after day after day, because the blood of animals does not take away people's sins. Remember, we've already heard that the soul who sins is the one who will die. No, those Old Testament sacrifices ever and only pointed ahead to the one great sacrifice that the Savior would make as he paid for the sins of the whole world once and for all. And that's exactly what Jesus did. As our eternal Easter high priest, he offered himself on the altar of the cross. And that sacrifice was enough to satisfy the justice of a holy God. It did what the Old Testament priesthood could never do: completely forgive the sin of every sinner deserving of death. And how do we know that? How do we know this to be true? Because Jesus is our eternal Easter high priest. Because Jesus lives forever. The writer says, because this one, Jesus, endures forever, he has a permanent priesthood. So for this reason, he is able to save forever those who come to God through him, because he always lives to plead on their behalf. He lives, he lives, he lives. We sing again and again, 29 times in that iconic Easter hymn. And it's this fact that inspired Paul to write later on in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, Paul got it. Paul knew firsthand what made death so scary. Sin. And as the chief of sinners, Paul knew very well that unless something intervenes, punishment and torment are what awaits. And every single person on this earth knows that too. Deep down in the recesses of their hearts, when you peel away the layers of bravado and arrogance, when you take away the creature comforts, when the medicine doesn't seem to be working anymore. And the only thing that is staring them in the face is death. It's fearsome. Is a generic God going to help them now? Is being spiritual going to provide the one needed answer? It won't. But Jesus does. Jesus meets our every need. By paying for our sin, Jesus provided the one required answer. He pulled the stinger out of death and rendered it helpless to harm us. Instead of harming us now, death is but the doorway to an eternal life in the presence of our risen Savior, our eternal Easter High Priest, who has met our every need. Death cannot hurt us, and the grave cannot hold us because of Jesus, who lives forever and says, "Because I live, you also will live." Have you ever had anyone say to you, "I'll be there for you," only to find them not when you really needed them? If you're anything like me, you've said those words yourself, only to come up short when the time came. As good as our intentions might be, as diligent as others may try to be in order to be there for us, it's really an impossible task. We can't always be there. But Jesus can. Jesus is our eternal Easter High Priest. Listen to how the writer describes him. "But because this one endures forever, he has a permanent priesthood. So for this reason, he is able to save forever those who come to God through him, because he always lives to plead on their behalf." The words just jump off the page at you, don't they? Endures forever, permanent priesthood, saves forever, always lives. There is never a time when Jesus is not there for us. There is never a time where he is out of touch. There is never a time when Jesus is disinterested. As our eternal Easter High Priest, he takes his role as being our intercessor before God very seriously. In fact, we saw him already doing this during his earthly ministry. Already then he was praying for us. He said to his Father, "I want those you have given me to be with me and to see my glory." Already then, Jesus was thinking of you. And he wanted you to be with him in glory. Jesus had you in mind when he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." For all of the times that we have sinned against Jesus and against God, Jesus prays for us. And he grants us the forgiveness because of what he's done for us. We see the compassionate heart of our Savior on this Easter day. In Mark's gospel, we're told that the angels tell the first visitors at Jesus' tomb to make sure that Simon Peter has heard the good news. Why? For 3 days, a burden of guilt lay on Peter's heart. He had denied his Lord, even after being warned. But on that third day, the risen Jesus, through his angel, said, "Go tell the disciples and Peter. Tell Peter. Make sure that he knows the joy of forgiveness and the peace of Easter." My friends, I'm sure that there is someone out there that you know who could use that same encouragement. First, preach it to yourselves. Because we have been like Peter. And in one way or another, we have denied our Lord. and we have felt the burden of that guilt weighing on our hearts. Friends, Jesus rose for you. Your eternal Easter high priest prays for you before the Father in heaven. And that's why we sing for joy on this Easter Sunday. He lives to bless me with his love. He lives to plead for me above. He lives my hungry soul to feed. He lives to help in time of need. Friends, there's someone out there right now who's hurting. They're longing for and they're looking for answers that they just can't find. That top 10 list wasn't wrong. People know that there's a God out there, and they know that he's important, but they don't know who he is, and they don't know how to find him, and they don't know how to be in a right relationship with him. There's a cross-sized hole in their hearts just waiting to be filled. Friends, fill it with Easter. Tell them of a great high priest who is exactly what they need. Tell them of the one who is pure and innocent and holy, who stepped into their place to take away all of their sins. Tell them that he lives to comfort them and to guide them and to serve them. But most importantly, he lives to save them. On this most holy Easter, tell them of Jesus' love. Amen.